Today is 10 October, Sunday. It's time for the CG report. Getting rich and going broke. That and a lot of other things to go over on today's report. Okay, before we get into the report itself, I'd like to welcome Chuck and Karen all the way from Ohio. They're down here for, you're here for 2 weeks, you said? 2 full weeks. So you guys make sure you give them a big hug and enjoy their time here. And they're staying out at Siesta Key. And so I'll get to, hopefully, is it still on what we were talking about? I get to baptize them here in the days ahead. So we'll set up a day, and it's a real pleasure for me. So welcome to both of you. And then we have something to read you. I'm always harping on people to not watch so many prophecy updates that you should probably just watch one or two, and one of them must be the CG report. But the reason why I harp on this is because I want people to know their Bible. And if people will simply know their Bible, they will be in a lot better shape, because the days are evil and they're getting more evil by the day. So I have something to read you from somebody named Brandon. I used to harp on people about watching the sermons, and he took it to heart. He says, on this day in Christian history, this is a couple days ago, I have officially caught up to every sermon and Thursday Bible study. I began in September 2019. On a more serious note, though, I do want to say that I know you'll mention this live to the church during a prophecy update, but I'd like to say to you that there were times when I fell in my walk with the Lord, but I just kept trucking through these sermons. Get up and dust myself off and keep pressing towards Christ. There were days when I just thought I wasn't good enough to listen to the Bible being preached right now. There were times when I was rejoicing and shouting to the Lord, and there were times when I felt very low and had a hard time putting a smile on my face, but I just kept moving forward through these sermons, some 600 hours. I lived my life through these messages as the story of the Bible unfolded. I became a father during these messages, a better husband during these messages, and overall more sound in my theology. Certainly, the more we know about Scripture, the more we are accountable for. Lastly, there were times when I could truly feel the burden and weight of my sin. But Christ is surely greater than our sin. Anyone who only watches prophecy updates seriously needs to go back to these Genesis sermons and go along for a marvelous adventure. So that's my appeal to you this week, is to begin with Genesis 1:1 and keep going until you've watched 600 hours worth of sermons and Bible studies. And my hat is off to this guy. Can't believe it. Only very few people have ever done that. Okay, starting out with some news from Israel today. From the Times of Israel, nearly 2 million Israelis lose their green pass. This is several days ago, I think about a full week now, as new rules enter into effect. The new green pass rules took effect with nearly 2 million Israelis losing their passes under the updated immunity guidelines. So they're just stringing their people along. Due to not being vaccinated with a COVID-19 booster shot, the green pass will be valid for 6 months after a person's last vaccine shot, a change in policy that will affect between 1.7 and 1.9 million Israelis. At the same time, police will step up enforcement of the proof of vaccine document at gatherings and venues in cities with high rates of infection. All existing green passes will be voided, and all Israelis must receive new ones through the Ministry of Health website or app. The new rules also require those who recovered from COVID to get one vaccine dose to be eligible for a green pass. The pass is only valid starting 1 week after receiving the last required dose for 6 months. The document held by those who are vaccinated or who have recovered from COVID-19 grants access to many public places and events, including restaurants and museums. A temporary green pass can also be obtained through a negative virus test, which must be paid for unless the individual is not eligible for vaccination. Israel, the first country to officially offer a third dose, began its COVID-19 booster campaign on August 1st, initially rolling it out to those over the age of 60. It then gradually dropped the eligibility age, eventually expanding it to everyone aged 12 and up, who received the second shot at least 5 months ago. So there you have some background information. Some of that is repeat from previous reports. But my friend over in Israel gave me a report on what he thinks is going on. From SV News, they are plotting something in Israel. So the new regulations are taking place. One, if you recover from the disease, you get 6 months of green pass from the day of recovery. Two, but if you got vaccinated, your green pass will only last until March 31st of 2022, no matter when you got vaccinated, even if you get vaccinated in November or December or January. Or if you get sick and recovered in December and got vaccinated, your pass is only valid until March 31st. Why? I think they are probably already planning a new green pass system that will come into effect on April 1st. I just want to see if that's going to happen and if this analysis is correct. A system that will replace this green passport thingy that pretty much any Israeli can fake. And so they're stringing their people along, and I think that's probably a good analysis, and we'll see if SV News is as insightful as I believe they are. Okay, from All Israel, Egypt Air announces publicly it is operating flights between Cairo and Tel Aviv, looking to open a route to Sharm el-Sheikh. Egypt's national airline, Egypt Air, publicly launched its Tel Aviv to Cairo route, a route it had been covertly operating for decades via its subsidiary, Air Sinai. Air Sinai had flown passenger flights between Tel Aviv and Cairo using unmarked planes in order to minimize relations between the countries. However, the Egyptian airline had a change of heart and officially announced yesterday, which was a few days ago, its own flights to and from Israel, bringing an end to the hushed Air Sinai era. Egypt's air decision to make this public is likely due to ripple effects of the Abraham Accords. I would say it's not likely. It is 100% due to it. The normalization agreement signed last year between the UAE and other Muslim nations with Israel. While Egypt Air is currently the exclusive airline carrier for the Tel Aviv-Cairo route, it is considering launching a Tel Aviv-Sharm el-Sheikh route, a flight path that some Israeli budget airlines also hope to offer. The launching of the new route is a direct outcome of the normalization of the political, commercial, and civil aviation agreements signed last year between the two nations as part of the Abraham Accords. So you can see that Israel is finally being acknowledged as a country by people that they've been stealthily dealing with for years. I just thought it was kind of a funny article, and I'd toss it in there. Okay, now some news from Christianity. From the Times of Israel, baristas at this Tel Aviv cafe serve up espresso and let you know about Jesus. Now, who would think that in Tel Aviv? That's like the pagan capital of the Middle East. From the outside, Ha Ogen Cafe looks a lot like many other espresso spots that line the streets of Tel Aviv. The coffee shop's deep ties to Duguit and Messianic Judaism, a movement that believes in the divinity of Jesus while claiming to practice Judaism. That's kind of like they're saying, well, we're still Jews, but we believe in the Messiah. They have to say that or they'd be completely cut off, but we'll let them go with that, are not immediately detectable to patrons. A bookshelf at the back of the cafe is stocked with Hebrew copies of the New Testament and stacks of pamphlets about the Messiah. And the cafe's logo is an anchor, a historical symbol of Christianity. We are not trying to missionize anyone, bribe anyone, or do anything to people, said Avi Mizrahi, who was born in Israel and is himself a pastor at a Messianic congregation in Tel Aviv. We are Jews who love our country, serve our country in the army, and pay taxes. And we celebrate the Jewish holidays and feasts. And we believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And yes, we believe that Yeshua is the Messiah. So they're not overt about this, but if you're in that cafe and you're having coffee, and apparently it's pretty good coffee, then you can walk around and find a book on the back shelf that talks about Jesus, and they'll start telling you about him. So there you go. I thought that's kind of a nice thing that's going on in Tel Aviv. From Newsmax, Pope praises youth climate activists for challenging adults. Now, if I get the Bible right, the children are supposed to be obedient to the parents, not challenging and being disobedient to their parents over disagreements about climate change. Pope Francis on Wednesday praised young environmental activists for challenging global leaders to make good on promises to curb emissions and insisted that political leaders make wise decisions to promote a culture of responsible sharing. Francis thanked the activists for the dreams and good projects and encouraged them to form an educational alliance to help rebuild the fabric. So you're having children rebuild the fabric of humanity through the care of the planet. I was watching something with my wife last night on, I think it was Amazon. And all of the commercials, except maybe one of them, were about climate change and about how the world is being destroyed and how we need to save the world. And, you know, this is a real problem. This is a real problem that's going on in the world, and it's being pushed by this guy. I'll finish up the article. In the opening day of the summit, Greta Thunberg and Nakate, whoever she is, chastised political leaders for their blah, blah, blah promises and told them time was running out to do something about climate change. Got little kids telling these people, you're not doing your job. Okay, I remember when I was a kid watching TV, and they had this commercial that kept coming on every single day. We're watching the news with my father, and the little kid is out there, and he's saying that there's no oil. There's not going to be any oil. You need to leave some oil for us when we're grown up. And I remember I was in sixth grade, and the teacher said, that's the stupidest commercial I've ever seen. He said, who cares? It's going to run out eventually anyway. You just use what you use, and then you find something else. And it's the same thing here. They're saying that the world is going to run out of climate, and it's going to... I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way. This is a total humanistic approach to what's going on in the world. They don't trust God. There's no trust of God in these people, and they are pushing an agenda which, by the way, is not true. Just so you know, it's not true. Now, YouTube has come out, and they said they are going to shut down anybody that says that. So, there you go. From Disclose, Pope mandates vaccination. Three members of the Swiss Guard resign, saving three lives of the Swiss Guard. Good job. From Newsmax, top Vatican cardinal says Biden shouldn't be denied communion. Eucharist is not a weapon. Okay, I'd like him sometime to go read 1 Corinthians chapter 5. And learn your Bible before you start spouting off stupidity. And then go read 1 Corinthians chapter 11, which we say every single week here. Those people that are not in accord with the will of the Lord and are taking what we would call the Lord's Supper, many are sick and some have died or whatever it says, that's because of taking what the Lord has said don't do and shoving it back in his face. So these people in the Vatican really have no theology at all. If you're attending a Catholic church, I have to tell you that I feel very bad for you. I mean, I'm not saying you're not saved, but you really need to get where there is proper theology being taught. The reason why I say that, because somebody's going to send me an angry email and say that there's no saved Catholics. Listen, it says in Revelation 3, I believe it's 14, where it says that yet there are some of you in Sardis who are worthy. You will walk with me dressed in white. There are good people in bad congregations all over the world. So you can take that, stuff it in your pipe and smoke it. Okay, some news from the Mideast and Africa today from Israel Hayom. Turkey removing 80,000 landmines from its border with Iran. Now, this is kind of an interesting article, is that they've had 80,000 landmines between their borders. And we know that at some point, I don't know when it's going to happen, but at some point, Turkey and Iran, which is called Persia in the Bible, will be heading down to Israel to attack, right? And this sounds like something that would be opening a way for that possibility, because if you got 80,000 landmines, you're not going to be joining forces together and heading south. But without them, it's a lot easier. Turkey began clearing more than 80,000 anti-personnel mines on its border with Iran, one of the largest ongoing demining operations in the world, the UNDP said. The project provides for the cleanup of anti-personnel mines placed on the eastern border of Turkey between 1953 and 1996 to prevent illegal crossings and smuggling, as well as to ensure their security. Just thought that was kind of interesting. From Breitbart, swing state Democrats approve unlimited Afghan refugees to the United States. Swing state and battleground district Democrats in the Senate and House helped approve a plan by Biden to open an unlimited flow of Afghan migration to the United States, critics say, as part of his massive resettlement operation. Biden has said he hopes to bring about 95,000 Afghans to the United States over the next 12 months, resettling them in 46 states, including Arizona, Nevada, and Georgia. Swing states. Already, nearly 41,000 Afghans are being temporarily housed at U.S. military bases. Swing state Democrats and Senate Republicans helped Democrats pass a government funding bill that gives public benefits like welfare, housing assistance, medical coverage, and state-issued driver's licenses to tens of thousands of newly arrived Afghans. The provision giving driver's licenses to... Now, wait a minute. If they have licenses, they can vote. Right? I mean, how is it that you can't have a requirement to have every person that votes present a license? How is that racist when the government gives them to people? If somebody needs to vote and they want to vote, then the government can give them an ID. How can that be racist? All of a sudden, it doesn't make any sense. But this is the dual side of the issues that they keep playing. The provision giving driver's licenses to Afghans actually allows the arrivals to skirt national security requirements imposed by the Real ID Act that American citizens and all other legal immigrants must follow. They are getting benefits that you and I do not possess as citizens of the United States of America. Most significantly, critics have said the bill allows for an unchecked and unlimited flow of refugees from Afghanistan by opening the resettlement operation to the foreign relatives of Afghanistan's who arrive in the United States and extending it to September 2022. So if we have 95,000 to come in and they want all of their family to come as well, they can come. Unlimited access to the United States of America, benefits that you, as a citizen of the United States, do not get and that we are paying for. Absolutely. So what is happening right now? I want to say something. I was talking to Ron and Shannon about this morning. We have in the South America area right now people coming up, about 60,000 of them. And one of them openly declared on Twitter, we are going to war to enter the United States of America. Now, somebody that's listening, somebody in this church, somebody must have legal experience where you can figure out how to bring suit against the United States of America because somebody has actively declared war. And the one responsibility of the Constitution for the government is to protect the borders of the nation. They have declared war openly. Go on Twitter and just type it in. If somebody knows how to bring a suit against the United States of America, I think we should do it. Because this isn't something that they just are saying. This is something that has been said openly and is posted out there on Twitter. So make a note of that, find out, and let's bring a suit against the United States to get this thing stopped so these people aren't allowed to come into our nation. Okay? They're unvaccinated. They're being sent to Florida to, you know, flip the balance of the voters and also to bring in their coronavirus so that we look bad and DeSantis is voted out. This is all an agenda by the United States government to destroy the United States of America. So we need to have somebody that knows how to bring a suit in that capacity. They have declared war against America, and it doesn't seem like anybody cares. Oh, by the way, did you see that they were having a real border fight? People shooting machine guns over the border into the United States? Did you see that as well? At night, there's tracers flying into the United States of America from the cartels on the other side. Everything's okay, though. Don't worry. Epic Times. Taliban's newly appointed chancellor of Kabul University bans women from working or studying at the institution.
Shocking.
Epic Times. New Zealand tightens counterterrorism law after ISIS-inspired terrorist wounded 7 people. Remember, he did it with knives, and so they passed the law that only rubber knives can now be sold. Okay, that's not true. Okay, as we span the globe, we try to never miss something interesting from Mongolia. Global Press Journal. Mongolia had big plans for a COVID-free summer. What went wrong? Within weeks of boasting the world's fastest immunization rate, Mongolia had a surge in new COVID-19 infections. Based on its healthy population, border controls, and stockpile of free vaccines, Oxford AstraZeneca from the United Kingdom, Pfizer BioNTech from the U.S., Sinopharm from China, and Sputnik V from Russia. Mongolia's officials confidently promised a COVID-free summer in early April. But the virus had other plans. Went just like this. Remember I showed you that? Okay. Aki Press says Mongolia confirms 2,225 new daily cases of coronavirus, 15 deaths. Before they introduced the vaccine, they had no more in the entire country for the past year than about 800 total cases with no deaths. And now they are having 15 people a day die, 2,225 cases a day in Mongolia. because they started vaccinating their people. The book of Daniel prophesied that technology would increase in the end times. What's up in that regard? From Business Insider, Amazon's AI-powered cameras punish its delivery drivers when they look at side mirrors or when other cars cut them off, report says. Okay, now this is a negative. The employees are complaining about this. They've got cameras situated in the van that test their driving. I'm going to take this from the opposite perspective. They gave a negative, and I'm going to read it because it's their article. But I am thinking that, seriously, if you look at the results down at the bottom, if they can improve people's driving by having cameras tell you when to not do certain things, I have no problem with that at all. Okay, so here we go. Amazon drivers say they are being punished for some driving habits that are considered safe and others that are beyond their control. Drivers said that the AI-powered cameras in Amazon's delivery vans unfairly penalized them for things such as looking at side mirrors, adjusting the radio, and even getting cut off in traffic by someone else. It's upsetting when I didn't do anything, a Los Angeles delivery driver said. Every time I need to make a right-hand turn, it inevitably happens. A car cuts me off to move into my lane, and the camera, in this really dystopian, dark, robotic voice, shouts at me. Amazon said it has seen a reduction in accidents and other safety violations since installing the Netradyne cameras in its delivery vehicles. When the cameras spot possible unsafe driving events, these instances factor into workers' performances. I feel bad for them because it is their work. But let's go on. Factors workers' performance scores and can, in turn, hurt their chances of getting bonuses, extra pay, and prizes. They can also affect the income of the Amazon delivery service partner itself. These events help decide whether Amazon drivers are given ratings of poor, fair, good, or fantastic. One of the safety improvements we've made this year is rolling out industry-leading telematics and camera-based safety technology across our delivery fleet, Amazon said. This technology provides drivers real-time alerts to help them stay safe when they are on the road. The company added that it has seen the following changes since installing the cameras in more than half of its U.S. fleet. Accidents decreased 48%. Stop sign and signal violations decreased 77%. Following distance decreased 50%. Driving without a seatbelt decreased 60%. And distracted driving decreased 75%. Some Amazon drivers have resorted to covering up their van's cameras with stickers to avoid getting unnecessary infractions. Okay, despite all the bad and despite the stickers, if they can have people that are really bad drivers that have a record install those in their cars just like a DUI person does in their car, listen, if that is proven that effective, and I'll tell you, my wife, I'm not picking on her driving, but she's got a car where, I'm not kidding, unless you physically turn your head, there is a spot where you cannot see anything. And when you start turning, there's somebody right in that area. Your car does that too. I'm telling you, if you had something that would alert you like their cameras do, be careful, somebody's there. I would gladly pay to have that on that car because she's got a nice little car. But I'm telling you, that is the blindest spot. And it almost happened to us going to Korean food. Oh, we went to Korean food just a couple days ago. And if I did not look back, I thought, oh, I got it. And I started to go. And then I thought I better look. And there was somebody right there. Okay, so that's your Daniel 12 technology. Go get this technology installed in your kid's car if they're a bad driver, okay? All right, it's a dangerous world, including the did I tell you that we had Korean food a couple days ago? Listen, I've told you all this before. These are the people that are, every year we have all those Easter lilies in here. They always bring a bunch of them, and they say, this is for the ladies in your congregation. I went to church with them for many years. I attended a Korean church. I could read and speak Korean. I couldn't speak it very well, but I could read it and sing the Psalms. Anyway, if you want to go to that, this isn't for the people that are watching. You can hold off for a second. It's right at the Sarasota Commons at Fruitville and Beneva. It's where they built that brand new Publix, and right in that, call to make sure you get the right hours, but it is the best Korean food I have ever had, and they're the nicest Christian people. So there you go. That's my plug for them. Okay, it's a dangerous world, including the inevitable plagues of the book of Revelation, which it prophesies of. So let's see how that's going. From the post-millennial, Fauci changes the definition of fully vaccinated to include booster shots. Yes, I'm sure you knew that, but there you go. Epic Times, AstraZeneca said its COVID-19 vaccine is 74% effective in U.S. testing. So, from the Superior Word News, AstraZeneca says its COVID-19 vaccine is 26% ineffective in U.S. testing. Epic Times, vaccinated older Americans vastly more worried about COVID than unvaccinated Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Fox, Arizona, they should be.
Yeah.
Fox, Arizona community seeing more drug overdoses than COVID-19 death. Fentanyl seizures spike. Breitbart, fully vaccinated Michigan couple dies from COVID-19 a minute apart while holding hands. Very sad. I hope they knew Jesus, but they were fully vaccinated. Fox, largest Louisiana health system fines employees with unvaccinated spouses. Your spouse is unvaccinated. She's got nothing to do with your work, and they're going to fine you for that. Breitbart, White House in July. Vaccine mandates are not the role of the federal government.
Amen.
That's what he said in July. And all of a sudden that changed about 10 minutes later. And that's all that he says now is that the federal government must do this. It must do this. That man is a liar.
Amen.
I'll say it again. Joe Biden is a liar.
Amen.
From Just the News. Afghan war vet with two heart conditions faces dishonorable discharge for refusing a COVID shot. He's got two heart conditions. He says, if I take this, I will probably die. And they say, if you don't do it, you're going to get a dishonorable discharge. U.S. Marine Corps corporal who served in Afghanistan during Operation Freedom Sentinel and Operation Southern Vigilance is facing dishonorable discharge for refusing to take the COVID-19 shots as required by the Secretary of Defense. Having been diagnosed with two heart conditions, arrhythmia and right bundle branch blockage, taking an experimental drug with unknown long-term side effects is not a medical option for him, he says, especially since the shots have already proven to cause blood clots and heart inflammation. However, he was informed that the only medical waiver he could receive was if he was diagnosed with congenital heart failure. Epic Times, vaccine antibodies decline 7 months after second shot. Vaccine antibodies decline 7 months after second shot. U.S. study says antibody levels generated by two shots of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine can undergo up to a tenfold decrease 7 months following the second vaccination, research suggests. Next article, Epic Times. Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine's effectiveness falls below 50% after 5 months, says a study. Next article, Epic Times. Antibodies persist for more than a year after COVID-19 infection, study finds. So the vaccines degrade within 7 and 5 months to almost ineffective or completely ineffective. And if you've had COVID, you get more than a year of protection. The immune systems of the vast majority of people who have been infected with the CCP virus will continue to carry antibodies against the virus for at least 12 months, according to a peer-reviewed study accepted by the European Journal of Immunology. That has been rejected by the U.S. because they need the money. They need the money. If you have not watched Wednesday's report, I would suggest you watch it. That's probably the most important report that I've done so far. Yes, it's mostly about the COVID vaccines, but that is a very informative report. If you have not watched it, go back and watch it. You're going to hear things that you probably haven't heard elsewhere. Okay? From The Guardian, Paraguay, or my friend always gets mad at me when I pronounce the Spanish countries wrong, so it's probably like Paraguay. Okay? On the brink as historic drought depletes river, its life-giving artery. I've been reporting on this for a couple of years. It's getting lower and lower and lower. The Paraná, whatever, river, which winds through Brazil, Paraguay, and Argentina, has dropped to its lowest levels in 77 years as a severe drought that began in late 2019 continues to punish the region. Experts say the climate crisis and deforestation may be intensifying the phenomenon. What did I say in the previous sentence? The lowest level in 77 years. So obviously there is a precedent. The river experienced a temporary rise as Brazil released water from the hydroelectric reservoirs for urgent electricity production, but levels are rapidly falling. The drought has threatened water supplies in Argentina, driven up by energy prices in Brazil, and helped drive rampant wildfires across the region. Paraguay, which has no coast and relies on its rivers for countless social, environmental, and commercial services, faces dire strain. You got to feel bad for them because this is really the only lifeline through their nation is that river, and it's going away. And I would say it has nothing to do with climate change. It has to do with the same thing that we have here in America. We build dams and we misuse the water, and then we have no water to go downstream. You know, what's the one that goes out of Colorado and down into Mexico? Yeah, whatever it is, that dam used to go into Mexico, and it used to be a river that went all the way out to the ocean, and that has not flowed out to the ocean in forever, okay? That's what happens when you put in dams. I mean, you intend to do one thing, like a beaver, but you're not a beaver, and you end up doing something else, okay? From the post-millennial, food inflation in Canada could be as much as twice what official figures say. Oh, they wouldn't do that. A new study suggests that Canadian government is vastly underestimating changes in food costs and that the real prices increases may be double what has been reported. Statistics Canada has reported a 2.7 increase in food prices over the past year, but new research is now showing that it may be actually 5% or more. Or even in specialized areas such as that of meat products, more than 10%. The research has found that 42% of Canadians are now spending more time scouring flyers and coupons in order to look for deals at supermarkets. 49% of Canadians also said they have reduced their consumption of food products, especially meat products, and they call this shrinkflation. Shrinkflation could be getting Canadians to waste less food at home, continued some guy, I can't pronounce his name, referring to the more and more common practice of keeping the prices of an item the same, but reducing its contents. 73.5% of Canadians said that they had noticed instances of shrinkflation recently. Well, I've seen that right at Publix. Right there. Speaking of Publix, this morning, I was there, and I always talk to the guy that does the flowers, okay? Today, he was in the fruit section. And I said, oh, you're doubling up, aren't you? And he says, well, we're missing people, okay? I don't know if I can say this without getting him in trouble, but I'm going to say it anyway. We'll hope that nobody from Publix watches this. He said that they had a Publix, this is all of Sarasota, all of the stores, and there are a lot of them. There's like 28 stores of Publix in Sarasota. Every one of them had a job fair this past week. 25 people showed up for the job fair. 23 people did not pass their drug test.
Oh, wow.
The two people that they said are hired never showed up.
No.
Every store in Sarasota, they did not hire one person. They pay very well. They have great pay. You own a part of the company. That's what makes Publix such a wonderful thing, is you become an owner of the part of the company. You benefit from the company's ownership, and they can get nobody hired at Publix. Okay, keep that in mind. If you know somebody that needs a job, or if you're somewhere else, there you go. Okay, we'll go on. The state of morality is declining. Here's some news on that. Georgia Star News. Democrats, $3.5 trillion. That's why he was doing the fruit. It's because they don't have anybody to do it. Okay, Georgia Star News. Democrats, $3.5 trillion spending bill calls mothers both lactating and birthing individuals. This is a bill in the House of the United States of America, and they have to resort to that nonsense. Mail Online, controversial transgender weightlifter Laurel Hubbard, that guy from New Zealand, is named Sportswoman of the Year in New Zealand. The one person in all of New Zealand that qualifies as Woman Sportsperson of the Year isn't a woman.
Right.
CNN. France has legalized fertility treatments for lesbian and single women. A sperm shortage may slow things down. This is the thing that they're worried about in the world today. When the world is imploding, this is what they're worried about. Breitbart, Playboy celebrates first ever male cover model. Bretman Rock, a huge deal for the LGBT community. The cover of Playboy. Mail Online. The what? Yeah, he said there's nothing sacred left. Mail online. German car park unveils diversity spaces reserved for LGBT drivers or migrants. This is in Germany. They have spaces specifically for migrants and LGBT. Okay. Hanauer Parkhouse built 3 diversity parking spaces in an underground park. City councilor said that they will help people who feel a special need for protection. A camera will monitor the use of the car park, although Morlock said the spaces are not necessarily reserved for a separate group of people, even though it says right there.
Right.
Okay, some other news from around the world, and as I say each week, and as I tried to point to at the beginning of this, please be sure to check out the Superior Word Sermons. I know that you will benefit from them. If you are only watching Prophecy Updates, you are to be chastised, beaten with wet noodles, okay? Mail online. Minnesota Middle School removes F from its grading system, saying it reinforces systematic racism. You know what that is? That is racist. Yep. To say that blacks can only get Fs, and therefore we're going to get rid of Fs because it's all blacks. You want to know who the racists are in this country, you look at the Democrat Party of the United States of America. And will allow students to retake failed tests. Sunrise Park Middle School in White Bear Lake detailed its new grading system, which they say, in part, helps fight systematic racism. The scale goes from an A, any score above 92.5%, to an I, which 50% to 59.49%. But below that, a letter will no longer be used for the grade. Students are encouraged to retake, revise tests, quizzes, papers, projects, and have a 10-day window to do so from the date the grade is posted. Grades also will not be increased or decreased over behaviors, attitude, tardiness to class, whether the assignment was turned in, late, or on time. There's just no rules at all there. Zero. Epic times. North Carolina County to discipline. Fire teachers who say America and founders are racist. Finally, some good news in the school system. A North Carolina school board has adopted a policy that would discipline or dismiss teachers if they incorporate critical race theory into their teaching of the history of the United States. The Johnson County School Board on October 1st unanimously approved an amended code of ethics policy after the county's Republican-run Board of Commissioners said it would withhold $7.9 million in school funding until the policy was passed. These teachers don't care. They don't care. But the Republican Commission did. And they hold the money. And I wish that we would do that right here in Sarasota County. If anybody knows these commissioners, tell them. Do the same thing here.
Yeah.
Okay? While CRT wasn't specifically mentioned in the changes, the new policy did target key ideas aligning with the quasi-Marxist ideology, including claims that U.S. laws and instructions are built upon racial oppression, and that racism is so deeply embedded in the nation that racist views are considered normal throughout all aspects of society. Well, it is the case if you're a Democrat. Racism causes damage to individuals and the community. When racism is present, it creates a lack of trust and respect, the document reads. No student or staff member shall be subjected to the notion that racism is a permanent component of American life. When it comes to U.S. history, the policy states that all people deserve full credit and recognition for their struggles and accomplishments throughout U.S. history, and that the nation's founding documents shall not be undermined. It banned any Johnson County Schools employees from making any attempt to discredit the efforts made by all people using foundational documents for reform. No fictional accounts or narratives shall be used to invalidate actual objective historical events. All people who contributed to American society will be recognized and presented as reformists, innovators, and heroes to our culture. It added, failure to comply with this policy will result in disciplinary action up to and including dismissal. PBS video. Biden education secretary, parents shouldn't be primary stakeholder in their kids' education. Yes. YouTube video. Terry McAuliffe. Parents should have no say in what schools teach their kids.
Wow.
Daily Wire. Texas teachers instructed to help students hide gender identity from parents. We talked about good jobs a minute ago at Publix. Great place to work. Real nice company. Okay, listen to this next one. You want to get some money really quickly? I can see Ron's ears poking right up because he's retired. He can do this. Listen to this. Zero Hedge. I call this getting rich. This is not a joke article. This is true. Texas company offers truckers $14,000 a week amid historic driver shortage. When the COVID-19 pandemic started, many truck drivers left the industry due to a lack of product to haul and reduced rates for loads. The trucking industry was already facing a driver shortage prior to 2020, and this only made things even more severe. Once the demand for products came back up, those former drivers had already settled into a new industry. Essentially, this left demand high and supply low. As you may have been able to tell, goods such as gasoline and wood have drastically increased in price over the last few months. And this is certainly a factor in that. That said, businesses still had to operate, and CSU Energy CEO Jim Grundy had to find a way to keep things moving. His solution was to offer experienced drivers in South Texas a rate of pay that was too good to pass up. This company has been paying drivers $14,000 each week, which equates to $60,000 a month and over $650,000 a year, no matter what freight you're hauling. It's practically impossible to find another job that pays in the same realm as this. With pay this high, there's bound to be skeptics. But it's been confirmed by both the CEO and others who have worked there as a driver. In fact, I happened to be listening to the radio the other day when one of the newer drivers for CSU Energy called the station to tell them it was very much real. On top of that, he claimed he didn't even need his own truck and trailer, but just some experience as a commercial driver. If you want to go get rich in Texas, there's the gold mine, okay? Ma'am, would you come up here, please? Please come up here. Before we go on, I need you to come up here. Actually, Thor, you should come too, because they're going to want to see you. Get up here. I haven't had her in the church since she got married, but this is my new daughter-in-law, and I've been waiting for this day. Ben, get down here so that they can see what a monster this beauty got. Okay, there you go. So, come here. All right. This is the first time that they have been in this church together since they got married. And I've been waiting for this day. I've been salivating for it. Okay, just so you all know, and most of you realize that I do this, some people may get confused. When people come up to take communion, I always say to the individual, the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. But if they are a couple, meaning they are married, I say the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ to both of them because they are one. And I've never been able to do that. And if you stay long enough, I will do that for you today. All right? From the Epic Times. Police in Austin, Texas, stop responding to non-emergency calls. Police officers in one of the largest cities, which is a liberal city, by the way, in Texas, are no longer responding to calls that are deemed non-emergencies as of October 1st. In situations including when there is no immediate threat to life or property, residents and others in Austin are being told to submit a report online or call 311 because the call to 911 will not yield a response. Calls that won't yield a public police response, provided they meet the criteria, include those dealing with animals, attempted theft of property, you cannot call the police about that anymore, or burglaries at residences or businesses. And vehicle crashes if neither vehicle requires a tow and there are no injuries. Austin, Texas, liberal paradise. Epic Times. Washington State's ban on single-use plastic bags goes into effect with penalties of up to $250. Now, I'll say that's a little extreme. I'm not a big fan of plastic bags, but we always use them 2 or 3 or 10 times. You know the communion when we get done? I break it all up in small pieces and you take what you take and then... what do? Every week I take it and put it in a plastic bag, anything that's left, and that is what I eat all day Sunday. That's my lunch, okay? I've been using the same plastic bag for like 2 years, okay? I don't believe in waste. But the reason why I included this article, I'll finish the article and then I'll tell you why. a ban on, actually, it hasn't been 2 years because finally the bag I was using got a little hole and it was getting all over me in the truck because I eat on the way home. Okay, so I got another bag. So this is like the second bag in 8 years or something, whatever. Okay, a ban on single-use plastic bags intended to encourage customers to use their own reusable bags when shopping will go into effect Friday across Washington State. Okay, that'll save a lot of garbage in the world. No, it won't, because Americans do something that other countries don't do. We put stuff in the garbage, okay? If you type in Haiti garbage river, it's the most disgusting thing you're ever going to see. These people, they use the river as their garbage. Just go on YouTube and type in Haiti garbage river. Or, you know, I don't know, there's probably some in China as well, Chinese garbage river. It is appalling what they do with their garbage. We take our garbage and we throw it away. Okay, the reason why I brought this article up is to show you how fickle liberals are. Because when I was a young kid, and I've said this to you all before, when I was a young kid, when you went to the store, you got what with your groceries? A paper bag. And then you used that for things. Remember, you used to use it for your books at school and all kinds of stuff. Okay. Who was it that stopped paper bag use? The liberals. Oh, we need to save the trees. Remember that?
Yeah.
Save the trees, save the trees. Guess what? Trees, when you cut them down, more pop up, right? Plastic doesn't keep popping up out of the ground. You have to pump it out of the ground. But they got us into this mess, and then all of a sudden they say, you can't use those anymore. It's typical liberal thinking.
Yes, it is.
Breitbart, 1,606 people shot June through August in Mayor Lightfoot's Chicago. Epic Times, I call this going broke. New York City restaurateurs, business down 40 to 60% due to vaccine mandate. Who said it? To one who has faith, no explanation is necessary. To one without faith, no explanation is possible. Nobody? You did. Oh, okay. Thomas Aquinas. Got a lesser here for you. If you say race is wrong, you're not right. It should not be about black versus white. North Carolina says CRT. Is just Marxist, you see. You want peace? Then do not pick a fight. Okay. Now, we've got a bit of irony here for you today. I picked three because they're time sensitive, so I had to put them in here. Epic Times, Senate confirms accused eco-terrorist to lead the Bureau of Land Management. Yes, eco-terrorist is now leading land management. Zero Hedge. Biden's nominee for top bank regulator earned Lenin Award,
yes.
Praised USSR's equality, and wants to end banking as we know it. That's the bank regulator. Top bank regulator is a communist that doesn't want any banking.
I'm surprised.
Why not? A 50-year-old Turk got drunk and wandered alone in the woods, and his relatives reported him missing. In the forest, he met a group of rescuers who were looking for a missing man and decided to help them and did not realize that he was the person they were looking for. Hours later, when they called his name, he replied, "Here I am." No kidding. Such is the world in which we live. So from Sarasota, Florida to Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, I'm Charlie Garrett, and that is this PGE report for the week.